We greet you in the name of the Lord, so thankful for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. And this is Avner Craig inviting you to stay with us. Someone has said, there are 30,000 promises in the Bible. Well, I really don't know, but I know that every one of them is true. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and our part is to be faithful and to be true. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever our broadcast is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each heart. If there be those in our congregation who do not know thee, we would especially pray for them that the Holy Spirit might draw them to that fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, that blood that can cleanse from all sin. So use this broadcast and make it a blessing to precious souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Students that are in our congregation today, but I know that many do not look forward to tests or examination. And that's natural, I suppose. But we find in the scriptures where the Apostle Paul tells us that we are to examine ourselves. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and I will read verse 5 for our text today. Examine yourselves. Here we read, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. There are a number of verses of Scripture in the Bible that speak of self-examination. Jeremiah, known as the weeping prophet, lamented over the destruction of Jerusalem, and he said to the people, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40. In regard to taking part in the Lord's Supper, the Apostle Paul quoted or said, "Let a man examine himself, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself." 1 Corinthians 11 and 28 and 29. Now in our text, Paul exhorts us to examine ourselves. As we give ourselves the test, we must be honest. Do not be too hard on yourself, and on the other hand, do not excuse yourself for something that is not right. Just be honest as you give yourself the test that Paul exhorts us to do so. Now, why should we examine ourselves? Well, first of all, what standard should we go by? And what questions should we ask? Paul said, for us to examine ourselves whether you be in the faith. So that's one of the things that we need to question, we need to ask ourselves, whether we are still in the faith. Jude, in his little epistle, said in the third verse that we should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And here the word faith is not talking about having faith in God, but it's talking about the faith of the gospel, the truth of the word of God. Paul said in Ephesians 4, there is one body and there is one spirit, and he went on to say there is also one faith. So when we use the word faith here in this passage of Scripture, we're talking about the faith of the gospel. Examine yourselves whether you still be in the faith or not, whether you are still standing for the truth of the gospel. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 4 and 1 that the Spirit saith that some would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And so some have departed from the faith, some are departing from the faith, and we are exhorted to examine ourselves and make sure that we are not among those who have departed from the faith, but that we are still standing for the faith. Now, what standard are we to use? Not our estimate or our reasoning, not the standard of the world, no, not the standard of sectarian religions. Use the truth that I have preached unto you, the Apostle Paul said, and that was the word or a portion of the word of God. And as we today examine ourselves, we are to examine ourselves not just by Paul's writings alone, but by the word of God in its entirety. So the standard is to be what we find in the word of God. It's not some synod or some group of men that have set up a standard. It's not some sectarian religion that has a standard, and some don't seem to have any standard at all. The standard that we are to examine ourselves by is, thus saith the Lord. Now, what questions are we to ask? Are you still retaining the true faith of the gospel? Am I keeping his commandments? Am I abiding in his word? Am I bearing fruit? You know, Jesus said, according to the Apostle John, that if we do not bear fruit, he taketh away. I am the vine, you are the branches. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Oh, I know some people teach once saved, always saved, you can't backslide, but Jesus didn't know that, and Jesus didn't teach that. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Now he said, in me. If you are a branch in the vine today, it is because you are a Christian. And if you are broken off from that vine, then you are broken off from the source of life. So if we are in Christ today and we are separated from Christ, that means we lose the spiritual life that we have in Christ. So we are to ask ourselves the question, am I keeping his commandments? Am I abiding in his word? Am I bearing fruit? Let us ask these questions honestly and sincerely. Now, I am not intending this message to be one of accusation. I would challenge you to do as Paul said, examine yourself, whether you be in the faith, whether you're still on that straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal. And Paul also said, prove your own selves. What is your heart set on? How are you spending your time? Are you faithful in attending the worship services where the truth of the gospel is preached? Are you spending a proper amount of time in prayer? Are you keeping yourself unspotted from the world? All of these things are taught in the Scriptures. James said we are to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We are to keep ourselves in the love of God. So, what is our heart set on? Jesus said, set your affections on things above, not on the things of this earth, where moth doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal, but set your affection on things above, where moth and rust doth not corrupt and cannot break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So we're not to set our affections on the things of this world. Paul said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. So, as we examine ourselves, are we seeking the things of God? Are we seeking the things above? Are we putting Christ first in our life? Are we spending time in prayer? Are we gathering ourselves together with other saints of God in worship? Jesus said, the Father seeketh such to worship Him as will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that's the only kind of worship that the Lord will actually accept. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Are you living a consecrated, dedicated life? Do you put the Lord first in your life? Jesus said, if you do not love Him more than you did father, mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, yea, even your own life, if you do not love Me more, you cannot be My disciples. The first and great commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. The Apostle Paul goes on to say in our text, 2 Corinthians 13:5, know ye not your own selves? Do you know Jesus Christ dwells in your heart? Are you sure? Do you really know? The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So we can know that we are a Christian. We can know that we are in Jesus Christ. Do you know you have been filled with the Holy Spirit? Does the Holy Spirit bear witness to your spirit that you are a child of God? Are you living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And then Paul mentions in the latter part of our text, except you be reprobates. Religiously, reprobates means rejected by God, excluded from salvation, and lost in sin. Now, we are the only one that can be reject God and then be rejected by God. We are only rejected by God when we reject Him. For as long as we are with Him, He will be with us. So a child of God is not a reprobate. Examine yourself. Make sure that you are in the faith, that you are in the family of God, that you are measuring to the Word of God, lest you find yourself a reprobate, excluded from salvation. Now, God does not exclude anyone from salvation if they will but meet the conditions laid down in the Word of God. The Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is His ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you. that he will not hear you. That's Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. And we are told by the Apostle Paul in Romans 6 and 23, the first part of the verse, the wages of sin is death. And so a person who is a reprobate is excluded from salvation, but it's because of their own attitude and because of their own choices. For if we want to be a child of God, we can be, for the Bible tells us, come unto the Lord, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him, and he will abundantly pardon. Now, there are those who are reprobates, but they are what they are by choice, not by God's ordination. Paul speaks of some, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. So we read in Philippians chapter 3, verses 17, 18, and 19. So there are those who are reprobates. There are those who are outside the fold of God, but they are there by choice, not by God's ordination. For God has ordained that everyone be saved. It is not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Paul said in this scripture that I have just read, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, I'll now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. We hear a lot in the religious world about the Antichrist, some great political religious leader yet to arise and become a world dictator. The Word of God does not teach any such teaching of that. That is false doctrine. It is not backed up by the Word of God. John said, even in his day, there are many antichrists. Even now there are many Christs. And because there are many Christs, we know that it is the last days. And so the Apostle Paul says, there are many who are enemies of the cross of Christ. Anyone who is an enemy of Christ, anyone who is opposing Christ, is an antichrist. For the word anti simply means against. So if you're not for Christ, then you are against him. And if you're outside the fold of God, I say again, it is because you choose to be there. Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Joshua challenged the children of Israel, if it seem evil in your sight to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods that were on the other side of the river or the gods in whose lands you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God made us free moral agents, and we have the responsibility of choosing whom we are going to serve. But we cannot serve two masters. Jesus said, we cannot. And of course, he spoke the truth. So we need to examine ourselves and see whether we are still contending for the faith, whether we are bearing fruit, whether we are obeying the Word of God, whether we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and whether we are devoting our time and our energies to the furtherance of the gospel. Yes, we need to examine ourselves and make sure that we are in the faith. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. So the Apostle John said in 1 John 2 and 6, if we walk as Christ walked, We will pass the examination every time. And when John said, He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked, he's talking about the way Christ walked. And the Bible tells us Christ did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And so we are to walk as Christ walked. Now, I've said many times, and I say again on this broadcast, what the gospel requires, God gives grace to do. For God is not unreasonable in any of his commands. So let each one of us examine ourselves and make sure that we are still abiding in the faith. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the Scriptures and to the truth that has been presented. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust that it's proving to be a blessing. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to let us know. Our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. There's an archive of a number of our broadcasts there. If you have missed any, or if you'd like to hear one of them over, you may go to our webpage and download it and listen to it. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. And you can join us in our services. They are broadcast live, and our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig, thanking you for listening to today's broadcast and inviting you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you. Thank you.